With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. Deep underground, a new shaft is being built to bring massive steel beams to a neutrino experiment at the Sanford Underground Lab. The challenge? Getting tons and tons of metal nearly a mile deep into an old mine shaft. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
If you live in Rapid City, the beams due to go underground have been hiding in plain sight. The dozens of bright red girders can be seen at the local train yard, and preparations are now underway to get those into the lab space. That includes the construction of a new elevator shaft, conveyance, and cage built specifically for the task. Wendy Straub is the SURF chief operating officer. She reflects on the first test run.
We take down lessons learned in a more relaxed, if you will, environment so that we can then go back to our build plan and modify or change anything. For instance, when we did the L-beam, it was discovered that it didn't fit in the door of the headframe very well. Right now, we're in the process of, we've got the engineering complete to modify that door.
Now, Straub says the shaft is ready for mass quantities of metal. Additionally, she says the SURF team is uniquely qualified for complicated and precise engineering jobs like this.
Between the engineers and the rigging specialist and, you know, the raw shaft crew and the hoist maintenance group, we have a spectacular team here.
Now, Straub says the anticipation is building for action to start.
I'm most looking forward to seeing it happen, to imagine these spaces and, you know, the kind of results that the scientists are going to develop out of these spaces that we've helped to create is really exciting. You know, it's world-leading technology here in Leeds, South Dakota, and I think that's pretty special.
The beams are scheduled to go underground in early 2026. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Avera Health announces the organization is ending its participation in the Aetna Medicare Advantage Network. They say issues within the network are hurting their patients' experience. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
Patients utilizing Aetna Medicare Advantage plans will remain in-network through the end of 2025 before Avera fully drops the group from the network. Medicare patients are currently in the window to select a new plan for the fall enrollment period. That ends December 7th. In a news release, Avera cites denials and reduced reimbursements as part of the reason to end the service with Aetna. It's unclear precisely how many Avera patients use Aetna for services for their coverages. Avera declined an interview request, but Stacy Lenker, vice president of payer strategies at Avera Health, writes, quote, "At Avera, we want our patients to have an excellent experience. We understand this will mean a change for numerous patients. This was a difficult decision, but we feel it's in the best interest of our patients and providers." Additionally, the release says Avera is working with Chapter Medicare to offer advisors for patients to navigate the change in coverage. Avera encourages patients with appointments and operations scheduled in 2026 to check the 2026 Medicare plan coverage to ensure they're still covered at their Avera hospital, provider, or surgery center. Those impacted by the change will receive a letter in the coming days. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
Governor Larry Rodin has tapped Nick Lamb as the next Secretary of the Department of Corrections. He replaces Kelly Wasco, who served in the role for 3.5 years before her resignation. Beginning today, DOC Deputy Secretary Brent Fluke will serve as Secretary until Lamb formally takes over in November. Lamb has 31 years of correctional experience, having worked for the DOCs of Iowa, Illinois, and New Mexico prior. He's the Deputy Director of Institutional Operations for the Iowa DOC currently, where he oversees 9 facilities and over 8,500 inmates. Lamb is also a retired staff sergeant with 21 years of experience in the Army National Guard. South Dakota Mines receives a $2 million grant to advance technologies related to germanium. That's part of a larger $7 million National Science Foundation grant that launched the Germanium Star research effort. For mines specifically, the project seeks to position the state as a leader in germanium science and technology by developing emerging applications and encouraging crystal growth. Germanium is a chemical with similar properties to silicone. It functions like a semiconductor in its crystal form, which can be used in electronics, radiation detectors, and as a tool for dark matter search and neutrino physics. A suspicious vehicle found at the Sioux Falls Federal Courthouse this weekend is now reported to be a stolen car. A suspect abandoned the vehicle in a handicapped parking spot October 17th and has not returned. Given the large No Kings protests in the area over the weekend, additional precautions were taken with the car. A sniffer dog got a hit for potential explosive material, but local authorities found no explosives in the vehicle and the area was deemed safe to the public. The Sioux Falls Police Department reports the investigation relating to the car is still ongoing. The South Dakota Department of Transportation and South Dakota Pilots Association are inviting students to enter the 2026 International Aviation Art Contest. It's part of the Federation Aeronautic International Association's efforts to motivate and encourage young people to become familiar with aeronautics, engineering, and science. This year's theme is Fly to Save Lives. That includes being up in the sky for enjoyment like flying drones and paragliding. The theme asks students to imagine how aviation and air sports can save lives. The top three place winners in South Dakota will be forwarded to Washington, D.C. to participate in the national competition. All entries are due January 16th. To find information on how to submit entries, you can visit dot.sd.gov. Lulan Trecole of Roscoe is the new president of the State Municipal League. In that role, he leads the 18 other members that make up the board of the Cooperative Association of South Dakota Communities. Trecole's work in local government has run over four decades and includes stints as mayor, alderman, and his current position of president of Roscoe's municipal board. Dark matter, applied mathematics, and advanced physics are all big picture, complicated, and difficult topics to grasp. However, the South Dakota School of Mines seeks to make these subjects more approachable with their STEAM Cafe events in Rapid City. SDPB CJ Keene sat down with Michael Dowding, who says it's okay to be intimidated by the topic.
Well, I mean, you're not alone. The idea of dark matter, it's difficult for everyone to wrap their arms around. As the name implies, it's dark. We can't see it. It doesn't interact with things like light. And when it comes to astronomy, that's about the only tool that we have available to us is what we can see. The other tool is gravity, but unfortunately, gravity is one of the weaker forces in the universe. And so whether we truly understand gravity at this point or not is another question.
You know, it's so abundant, dark matter, yet we know next to nothing about it.
True.
In your experience, just knowing what you know and with your interests, is that frustrating? Is that motivating? When you're navigating these vast unknowns, like how are you walking into this?
It's both. Whenever we do look out into the universe, there are so many things happening out there that kind of skew the image that we're looking at, whether it's dark matter causing things to move faster than they should, or things like relativity causing space to bend and smearing the images that we're looking at. Things are constantly moving around, and so how do you get a good point of reference to measure things from? So that's the frustrating side of things, but also it does pose a challenge. But at the same time, based on what we can see in the universe, once we throw some math at it, what we can see and what we can interact with is only about 5% of everything that we think is out there. So I think that gives us a lot of incentive and excitement to keep going. Because when you think about everything that we've been able to accomplish to date with only 5% of the universe, you know, how much more could we do if we knew more?
You know, one of the things that I really like about science, and obviously I was more of a humanities guy in school. In physics and mathematics, there's a truth to it, right? You know, math is the same here or at Alpha Centauri or whatever.
As far as we know,
right? So is it part, like, is it like a search for the truth of the universe to you that, like, kind of gets you going and makes you excited to learn about these things?
Being able to kind of decode the world around you has definitely comes with a certain level of satisfaction by being able to just look at something long enough and hard enough and catch on to a pattern, I think is the real reward. to go that far.
In the sciences and what's happening in South Dakota, what's exciting you the most right now?
Just the expansion that's happening right now with the Sanford Underground Research Facility. They just got done with about 2 years worth of excavating for new chambers, for new experiments. We're seeing even more people from all over the world come into, you know, our little corner of South Dakota, where you wouldn't expect this kind of science to be happening. We're also very lucky with the School of Mines being located where it is. Just, you know, having this this research facility literally in our backyards, and being able to not only collaborate with all of these genius people from around the world, but also being able to be a part of history in the making.
Tell me a little bit about the talk, and first of all, what you're going to be covering, and then how people can attend.
So the School of Mines is involved with the Hay Camp Brewery with the monthly steam cafes. And so in October, October 31st is the official Dark Matter Day International. But all during the month of October across the world, there are different institutions that are hosting dark matter events. And so I, about maybe 2 years in the making here, trying to get that October time slot so that we could come in and do kind of a dark matter slash Halloween theme talk, just for fun, but also to get the word out there and remind people we're still on the search.
That event is tonight at Hay Camp Brewery. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks, and that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thanks for listening.